Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We have an exciting guest today. I'm super excited to introduce Megan Louise, and this is her first podcast episode. I'm so like honored that this is her first appearance on Happy Being Well. And I'm really excited about this podcast guest because she works as a mental health advocate and, you know, helping prevent suicide. She really kind of, you know, really poured her passion into that during the pandemic. As you know, suicide has been on the rise. And so we're really gonna talk about that with Megan. But before we dive deep with Megan, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for 100% natural facial masks, creative, high-quality leggings, natural essential oils, natural bath soaps, natural deodorants, aromatherapy diffusers, crystals, sage, Palo Santo, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Use code PODCAST25 for 25% off all leggings. Free shipping in the USA on all items. Also, subscribe to Happy Being Well's email newsletter for 10% off all items on your first purchase. All right, so welcome, Megan. So I know we were talking a little earlier. You are, you know, you obviously, you're a mental health advocate, and you're also the founder of Travel Within, which I love, love, love that title. And it's so, so needed. You know, I think that one of the things that I think people during the pandemic kind of had to experience is kind of being alone with themselves, which is something that's such an uncomfortable feeling. And I think a lot of people, and you know, it's so easy to get disconnected from yourself, because as we all know, in North America, we live in a very busy and demanding society. You know, technology has increased the demands of us and the pressure of us. And there's just always something to do. And, you know, we could just get caught up in like do, and completely just not connect with the body and how we actually really feel. So I love the fact that, you know, you're the founder of Travel Within. I think that's such an important thing that more people need to do, is connect with themselves. So talk to us, like, how did you get started on this journey of being a mental health advocate and, you know, doing this important work that is really, really needed in society?
Yes. Well, just first of all, thank you so much for having the space and for being here. And I was tuning in to be here today on what to share. And what was really coming up was, life is that full spectrum journey, you know, whether it's being out in the world, exploring, seeing places, trying to just make it through the day and to go to work and do the different things. And how do we balance that with our internal world, right? Because we really do have a whole world within. And so that bloomed out of 2020, when I was supposed to leave that week to go to Peru. And it was March, it was 2020. I was going to leave to go to Peru. It had been this bucket list trip inspired by my grandma. And I was actually going with a group that was highly sensitive. I started to own the fact that I was a highly sensitive person, you know, very resilient, but sensitive to the world around me. And I was slated to go to this trip to Peru. And I was so excited. And that day, 2 days later, the world started to shut down. Guatemala and Peru were some of the first places to close their border. So that trip didn't happen. And 2 or 3 days later, I found myself at home in San Diego, and even some of our beaches and different things started to close and shift. And so I found myself at home and kind of was sheltered in, and it felt a little bit lonely at first and kind of isolated. And I realized, okay, I have been here before. This is what I have done a lot throughout my life in my 20s and 30s. When I was going through a difficult time in my life, I would isolate, I'd kind of shut myself off. And so it was interesting, though, this was happening all around me. And I was at a place where I had gotten my mental health more balanced. I had more modalities. And so I just intuitively knew mental health is going to be more important than it has necessarily been in our lifetime. It's going to be widely needed with everybody shifting from being at work and coming home. And so I just turned my social media into a space to start sharing about anxiety or depression, just as a grassroots effort, just sharing what I had been through, just to let others know that you are not alone. So just an everyday average person who just thought, okay, what could I do? And let me just start to share some of my stories, or just a little bit positive or encouraging messages, and some real and raw ones, exposing the whole spectrum of emotions. And that's kind of where I ended up, where I'm at right now. So thank you, I guess.
Awesome, I love that. Shared, you know, that journey that, you know, the shutdown reminded you that you've been here before. And I think, you know, it's always connecting with ourselves and really truly being even able to identify what we're really going through. Because I know I've had a period of time where I've done the same thing. I was just like, you know, spending a lot of time alone, and I felt like it was a burnout. I felt like a burnout, and I was just connecting with myself. There was a lot. I did a lot of meditations. I was doing a lot of work to just really connect with who I was and what I really wanted. And I feel like it was needed for me. However, you know, in embarking on this journey, like listening to podcasts like this, like it took me a long time to even figure out, you know, I just really recently realized that I'm a codependent, you know, just through listening to podcasts like this and hearing other people's experiences, and they're discussing, you know, their journey, and, you know, and I'm like, wait a second, that's what I do. And that's what codependency is. Oh, I'm a codependent. That explains why I always get into toxic relationships and always wanting to fix people and fix their things, right? So how did you discover like that you were self-isolating as a result of anxiety?
Yeah, so I resonate so much with what you just shared. You know, sometimes I feel like we get outside information that does help us. So we don't know what we don't know. Sometimes we're just operating. I look back when I was younger, I was very highly functional. I kept myself so busy that I never stopped, right? And that can look so great to the out world. Okay, she's doing sport. She's going to college. She's got a job. She's doing all these things. And I actually, though, felt pretty good doing them. But looking back, I can see I was already starting to kind of, you know, help myself really just not feel. So I had a whole lifetime of not feeling, not processing, not stopping to understand why I was doing the things that I was doing. And that worked for a really long time until it didn't. And so at 24, I experienced a trauma, had a mental health crisis, and really went deep into the real feelings of anxiety, depression. And so I know what it feels like to kind of be in that area for a long period of time. I didn't have the mental health resources available. I couldn't find them during that time. So part of my journey was navigating depression and anxiety for about 7 years. I'd call it like a cocoon phase. And then at 30, I kind of all of a sudden just, I was the timing of life. I kind of came back to realize, oh my goodness, I'm alive. I'm here on this earth. I've had a lot of these anxieties and depressions, but I'm still alive. I was ready then to start to integrate them into my life and move forward with them. And so to answer your question, this I would say is a lot of awareness, observing my behaviors and my patterns. You know, we can start today sometimes, like if you're running late to something, what is your running conversation with yourself? Are you beating yourself up about it? Are you judging yourself? Is this a reoccurring pattern? So once I was able to step back, there's a book like The Untethered Soul. Right now, I'm more observing myself, from those standpoints, and then making decisions how to move forward from there. And that, I think, gives us a place from not being locked into our mental state, but being able to work with it and observe it. And that, I feel, really has helped me so much.
Awesome. I love that you're cultivating the habit of observing yourself. That is so, so vital, you know, in our growth, in our personal growth, to uncover, you know, who we really are and why we do the things that we do, like uncover more and more of our subconscious programming based on how our personal past history has molded our subconscious. And, you know, another thing too, sometimes some people, like when they are always being late to something, they're like addicted sometimes. It might be the case for some, they may be addicted to, like, you know, creating drama in their life, or that adrenaline rush or of like drama, or like to see if they can get away with something, right? So we all can get addicted to certain emotions, just based on that we've habitually felt. Their nervous system is used to feeling a certain way, and so we'll create certain life scenarios based on how we choose to behave to elicit those emotional responses. So it's so vital. I mean, because it first starts with being aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and then being able to form positive habits and, you know, live and feel in a much more healthier way that produces, obviously, results that produce success and not chaos and not, you know, drama, right? We want to live in a place of inner peace and outer peace, but it starts with inner peace first in order to create that outer peace and a life of success as well, and more joy and happiness that you can bring in, because you're no longer living from, I would say, a state of confusion. Because if you don't really know really truly yourself and your subconscious programming, it's a state of confusion, because you're just doing things, you don't know why you're doing them, and they might be the wrong choices, the wrong actions that lead to drama or chaos, you know, results that you don't really want, but your body wants that emotional adrenaline that you're addicted to. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I think that's the place where, coming into this moment, I was thinking to share kind of that value is having grace for ourselves in those periods, and knowing, though, that everything really is possible. I am definitely someone that's a bit of an overcomer. You know, if you could see where I was at when I was 24, I was really in dire straits, you know, and just in a really dark place. And the thing is listening again to those nudges and seeing what keeps coming up, as you were saying. And sometimes, though, they can also be really beautiful messages that you're kind of getting about the things that you've gone through as you heal and work through them. One fun thing was, so I've, you know, kind of always been a traveler, a shoestring budget, but I fell in love with a really early age, because I grew up in a town in San Diego, but we were further south, and I didn't really travel out of the city I grew up in almost my entire life. And so one of the first trips I got to go on in college was Costa Rica. And it just, you know, like a little backpacking trip, but it gave me this thirst for how incredible people are all around the world. You know, we're just all these, you know, strangers, but when we meet, we have so much in common. And so really falling in love with the outside world helped me understand that through traveling, we can learn more about the world. And then in that same way, though, by traveling within, where I'm kind of now, we get to learn about this whole world and universe within. And so I started to get this really clear message that, like, I couldn't hide what I had gone through, right? Like, I kind of want to have been like, okay, I have experienced mental health, but maybe people don't want to hear about that. They don't really want to understand that. And maybe I'll be judged by it. So it was like this little light that I really felt at that time needed to be hidden. But a lot of times when I was doing these drives out in the countryside, I would get this big discernment, like, you're going to shine light in these spaces. You're going to talk about the things that it didn't feel okay to talk about, right? in that way, it could become a compass or a guide for someone else. So I believe in with traveling our path and connecting to our purpose, it does come out of sometimes the difficulties and the challenges that we've gone through. The most, you know, hilarious or challenging time in the moment, that can become the greatest story later. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, right? That date that doesn't work out or that job interview. I mean, it does not feel comfortable. Like, I'm a highly sensitive person, so I put a lot of value on how we're feeling at something in the moment. But when it's healed, sometimes a year out, 10 years, that becomes the story you tell your grandkids. So that is the inner working or the interesting, beautiful balance of what I would just say there is what you're going through in the full spectrum of the journey can become sometimes your more proudest moment, maybe, or what you share with the world, interestingly enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, everything, we always say that cliche, everything is happening for you, not against you, because it's, there's always something to, we have to, like, we learn from them, and we, it's why it's self-reflection is so important, because we learn from these experiences, and we have an opportunity to, you know, further grow. Like, what is this experience telling me? Like, you know, like, why, you know, sometimes we, it's an opportunity to find a solution to better guide us and, you know, to where we actually need to go, a better path. And so we have to do that reflection in order to figure out, you know, like for example, you know, like you're always in toxic relationships and you're finally hitting a wall and you're like, why does this always happen? And then finally you're like, okay. And you have to take a deep dive into your personal past history and your experiences to figure out that this is what you're attracted to based on, you know, the dynamics that you're used to, that relationship dynamics that you've used to coexist with while growing up, right? That you've gotten addicted to those particular emotions and feelings that you've experienced, you know, as a child, that you just got accustomed to. It's a feeling of familiarity. So you don't have that awareness. You're always going to keep recreating those same situations over and over again until you figure out, okay, this is why this is happening. And then that's when you can remedy it, to stop and clear your subconscious from it, to stop recreating those toxic experiences over and over again. So absolutely, you know, challenges are an inevitable part of life. Like, that's how we grow. That's just the nature of life. It's just, you know, so we have to look at them as an opportunity to grow, to evolve, so that we can further expand into more happiness and joy and success. So yeah.
Yes. Definitely. And it's beautiful to listen to you too. As you speak, I listen and learn and, you know, reflect and see how that kind of goes in with my journey and where I've come from. As you were speaking with looking back at the patterns, I'll usually call them. And it's just so beautiful too. Like, yeah, so since I'm nomadic, I'll use a lot of turns, like, oh, I'm going down this road again. Okay. Am I going to make a right turn or am I going to go a left turn? And there's this quote, though, that's so beautiful, to kind of remove some of the shame and guilt. That is what I'm all about, removing a lot of that shame and guilt, because it's a very heavy emotion. It's hard to function. I mean, shame and guilt was debilitating for me when I really felt it. And so what I want to share this quote is, you can't, you know, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. So you can only connect those dots looking backwards. So sometimes, or a lot of times, you're just living your life normally. You're going to work, you're doing all these things, you have a few relationships, you know, from the outside, it's kind of feeling okay. Or like you said, I mean, I'm someone who can thrive in chaos. I worked in advertising, you know, it's like, oh, good job. You can, like, ride it till the wheels fall off. You know, a lot of times those things serve you, but then it's not until 5 or 6 scenarios happen where literally, you know, you didn't take care of your car wheel, or you look back and say, okay, how were these relationships all looking like this? I think at that point, sometimes we do kind of maybe, yeah, put a little pressure on ourselves, like, I should have seen this sooner, or I'm doing this again. But sometimes, yeah, especially for younger audiences, like, we don't really know it until enough of it piles up. And then though, once we've kind of cultivated self-awareness, I do like having a counselor because it's just a, you know, a kind of a like, objective listener that I get to say things out loud to. Sometimes saying it out loud to another person, even, you know, aside from a friend who's a trained professional, then you start to realize, okay, this is what I've been doing. And sometimes it still takes time to correct, but it definitely happens. You know, you can journal, set an intention. Okay, we're going to do this differently. And that actually does start to unfold. So I'm someone who moves slowly, but that's where it's a beautiful thing where you do start to see those changes, even if they're so small. Okay, I got out of bed today. Okay, I felt this relationship was going to be similar to the last one. That is just not something I want to do right now. You know, it's kind of like contrast. So you get to, with a life as a journey, figure out where you want to stop, where you want to get off, and then where you're like, I'm just going to keep going right now and focus on myself. And that could be beautiful too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your company, Travel Within, so what is that about? Is it, you know, are you doing workshops? Are you doing one-on-ones? So how are you helping people travel within?
Yeah, so a big part of that is really wanting to do one-on-one sessions with people. I kind of think of myself more as someone who can hold space for somebody to sit with themselves. And I think that's something new that's going to be growing or new for myself. You know, I had worked with different coaches, which helped me so much, and different mentors. And so with that, Travel Within can be done in a group setting or one-on-one, but what does it look like to hold space with someone, to allow them to feel comfortable, or almost just to set an appointment with themselves? And you can do this for yourself too, but that's where I'm a little bit starting to cultivate. And some of the areas I'm just very passionate about are self-love. You know, some of the areas that I maybe have been working on myself for a few years. So I just always believe sometimes if you listen to or connect with someone who's further down the road on you, you can learn from. And so self-love, our mental health and well-being, just being vulnerable and talking about things. And then because I had been someone, you know, from a very big corporate background, about 20 years in advertising, in events, you know, always being on the go, I know that it's not easy sometimes to sit with yourself. And so that is like where that idea came from. I kind of got like a little divine nudge, like, okay, this is, you know, going to be unfolding. This is kind of the launch or the emerging of it, and it'll grow and expand. But yeah, that's where I'm at. And lastly, I do hope to be a support for people who are anxious about traveling. You know, when I went nomadic, how do you integrate your well-being, your mental health into being on the road or just going on a trip for 10 days? So I am excited about where this is going, and then honoring like kind of the new launching. So many of us, maybe we're in one role or one company or one profession, and we're just at the brink of like, what is this new thing I'm going to do looking like? And so sometimes it's a name, sometimes it's just a knowing and, you know, connecting with beautiful people. So that way they can kind of even start on the beginning journey with me, because I'm all about seeing the imperfections, you know, even those challenges of what does it look like to just begin and to start something. And I like that space too.
Absolutely. I mean, there's something special that happens when we travel, right? I think this is why traveling has become so popular, is because it helps us try to gain a fresh perspective, because we're outside of our regular day-to-day environment with those triggers of like, you know, get up, you make your coffee, you jump in your car, you go to work, you come home at 5, you're driving at 5, you know, it's just the same, you know, you have your same environment just triggers you into producing the same, you know, illicit emotional responses. So I think this is why people travel, more and more people are really, you know, like the travel industry is just taken off just as each passing year, and younger people are realizing the value of travel because it's a way to kind of gain a fresh perspective outside of your day-to-day triggers, right, in your environment. So also too, it's something magical, like you mentioned, when you go to a different country and you see, you know, different people express themselves differently, or they behave in certain different cultural norms. And it's just, I don't know, it's something, it's just kind of like refreshing to kind of be around something new like that. I remember when I was backpacking all across Europe after university, I remember one of the fascinating things to me was I was so fascinated by the little kids, whether they be at the beach or at the restaurant. They just were so different from what I experienced little kids in North America. They were just like so little independent little people. Like they held their own, and they're just, there's less coddling, I think, Europeans do on their children. And so they just seem more independent. I remember I was at the beach. I was in a rocky beach in Europe. I think I was in Croatia. And there was a really cute little girl. She must have been like 2 or 3. And she was like all by herself, just like walking into the water with the rocks there. And I'm like, I was the one acting like a baby. I was like, ouch, ouch, because the rocks were so rocky and I'm not used to walking on these, some of them were pretty sharp trying to get into the water. And she was just like, strolling right in there. And I think her parent was like way far away from her, which something in North America, the parents are always very close by, right? And I remember trying to like say, trying to talk to her, like, you're so cute, or are you so brave? And she would just like not engage with me. It was kind of like she's looking at me like stranger danger, like, I don't know. And so that fascinated me. The children just seemed more, I would have to use the word independent versus what I've, so it's just, you see different things, the architecture, there's so many things that you can revel in. And then you start to realize more and more of how our environment can mold our way of behavior, right? So, magical, like that's why retreats are so magical, having spiritual retreats and personal development retreats, because you can combine those two magical forces together, the experience of having a new experience and education fused into one, and then sharing that with people who share your beliefs and values. So it's a very magical experience. And that being said, will you be having retreats in the future?
Yes, I would love to. And even like co-facilitate, co-create, come and be a part. I have this knack for being a part of people's first classes, first launches, and so yeah, to co-create, to help people do retreats or to travel and do things that
looks like we've lost Megan, guys. I'm gonna just batch her in. So just bear with us. We're back. We had a technical difficulty and Megan is back. And she was just in the middle of talking about how magical retreats are when we can infuse the power of a new environment and having new experiences and sharing it with people who share our values and beliefs along with education.
Yes. And you know, just for that, I would say setting time aside for yourself is always really profound. So for anybody who's listening, you know, giving yourself a chance to maybe take yourself to dinner can be a very good first start. You know, just going to a part of your neighborhood that you hadn't been before and starting to expand out that way, and then going to a retreat and using your intuition and your inner guidance, if that's something that you've been developing, to kind of lead you and guide you, you know, where to go. So you get to cultivate those relationships with yourself, with God, with your intuition, and then bring that out into community as you go to retreats, different neighborhoods. And that allows you to expand out from maybe your current setting and see what else is around there, because there really are incredible souls all around the world, and even in your neighborhood, you know, in a restaurant you haven't been to before, and one conversation can change your life. So, you know, just meeting a stranger who makes a big impact on you.
Awesome. I love that. And for people that want to get, you know, learn more about you, get in touch with you, or work with you one-on-one or in a group setting, where can they go?
Yeah. So where it all started right now, connect with me on Instagram. I do believe, yeah, social media can be used intentionally as well. So I have an Instagram handle, which is Talk About Soul. And that kind of came from my roots of being from South San Diego and then navigating into our soul's purpose, our passions, our pathways. And so everyone can always direct message me, and I'll have a link tree there where we can connect and just continue to listen to podcasts like this with Rita for just valuable information. I appreciate it so, so much.
Oh, thanks, Megan. Well, you heard it from Megan, guys.
That's yay!
This episode, subscribe so you don't miss another fantastic transformational episode. You know, podcasts are something really magical. I mean, there's a reason why podcasts are growing. Over 51% of Americans listen to podcasts. You know, when you're on the personal development journey, it never, never stops. Like, never. Like, you're always learning something new about yourself. You know, maybe motivated to implement a new technique into your daily life to keep yourself grounded, motivated, and maintain and protecting your inner peace. And so it just never stops, because we're human beings and we never stop learning, and our minds need to be fed just like how our bodies need to be fed, you know, food and water for fuel. So it's the same thing with our minds. So listening to podcasts like this is super, super, it's kind of vital to maintain. I know I still listen to personal development podcasts, books, you know, online events and such, and because it helps me stay, you know, in my practice and also expand my practice, expand my awareness. You know, the human mind is more complex than the universe itself, you know, and we're still learning more and more about the human mind. And even if we look at, you know, personal development in terms of the content that's been out there from, you know, eons and eons ago, like, we are still learning more and more about, you know, the mind in relation to human behavior in the personal development field and in the psychology field. And because we are also learning through our generational experiences as well, the collective consciousness, and we can decipher, okay, in previous generations, this did not work, so we need to remedy that. So we're just constantly evolving. And so we need to continuously work on evolving, you know, to further, so that we can be happy being well. And it's a muscle that we have to flex daily. And so, guys, subscribe and check out products, organic products for your self-care daily needs at happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to Happy Being Well's newsletter, email newsletter, to get 10% off your first purchase. All right, Megan, thanks so much for showing up today and sharing your journey with the Happy Being Well audience and your insights and tips and, you know, ways for people to connect with you so they can continue, you know, traveling within, so that they can further connect with themselves to create the life they desire. So thank you, Meg. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Awesome. Blessings.
Blessings.